Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of the azan, calling out the azan. Yesterday we did the virtues of the person calling out the azan and the person that gets the first saf. And we went on to say that person that goes early for salah. The person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person only knew what is the reward for going early for salah. That people will race with one another so that they could get to the masjid earlier. And if people only knew what reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left in the Isha and Fajr Salah, they will come for these two Salahs, even if it meant people crawling and coming. In other words, they didn't have the ability to walk and come or to run and come. If the only ability they had was to crawl, then also they would still come to the masjid for that Isha Salat and Fajr Salat. They only knew the reward for it. May Allah forgive us the tawfiq of performing all our Salah with Jama'ah in the masjid. Today's hadith, and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuqul, Al-Mu'adhinuna atwalun nasi a'anaqan yawm al-qiyamah, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu says, that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, that the Mu'adhins will have the longest necks on the day of Qiyamah. Ulama explained what is meant by they will have the longest necks. The first explanation they give is that people on that day will be drowning in their own perspiration. People will be drowning in the perspiration because of the gunas. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save the muazzins on that day. Allah Pak will give them, make them tall. So they will be saved from this fear also of this particular event. The next thing is the muazzins will be leaders. It's the Arabic expression for the leaders, to call them or to refer to them as people with long necks. So Allah Pak will make the muazzins on the day of Qiyamah the leaders of the people. Why? They would call out. They will call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will proclaim the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find in this azan, these three things that I mentioned. Three things. One is tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other is the risalat, the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You start Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. The nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the wazir is calling out, Hayya ala al-fala, Hayya ala al-fala, actually he's calling to eternal success, meaning success of the akhirat. So one is tawheed, the next is risala, nubuwwat. And the next aspect this azan has in it is the aspect about akhirat. So even has that in it. So therefore, the muazzins on that day, Allah Pak will give them this honor that they were calling to all three things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were reminding the people of akhirat. So therefore, they will get that position of being the leaders. The next day, ulama explained that the muazzins will bring the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very, very great hope of attaining the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be given this extra height so that they can be even closer to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can see that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even better. And they will have hope and anticipation for that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All ulama explained that this can mean that having long necks means that they will have the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much of reward Allah will give them. More than other people, the muazzins will enjoy the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another explanation ulama gave is people will be so thirsty on that day, so thirsty that their necks will almost be directly joined to their bodies. But the muazzins' necks will still be normal. Still be normal. Allah will give them that long neck, that normal neck compared to the others. So many different explanations ulama gave. The thing is they will be given that extra respect on the day of Qiyamah, that extra maqam, because they called out the words of Allah subhanahu, they call out the words of the azan, which was actually calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, ulama explained that even if a person is not a Muslim, but he also calls people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he calls people to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards akhirat, his hope that Allah Pak will also give him this reward on the day of Qiyamah. This is another thing for us to learn, is that always have respect for the Muslims. Generally, you'll find that people don't have that level of respect for Muslims. Generally, for the ulama they'll have, for the imam they'll have, but the Muslims are not treated with so much of respect. From this hadith we learn that what a great maqam Allah Pak has given them, that we should go out of our way to treat them with extra respect. Allah Pak has given them that maqam. Why should we not also give them that respect that they deserve? And Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman Abi Sa'sa, Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Sa'sa, he mentions that Anna Aba Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, that this great sahabi, so this Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Sa'sa, he was a tabi'. He was not a sahab, but he is relating this. He was a very great tabi. By the way, he was a very great tabi. His narrations are mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Ibn Majah Sharif, Abu Dawud Sharif, Nasa'i Sharif. Many hadiths are quoted via his chain of narration. So a very great tabi. So he is saying that this great sahabi, Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, told me قال له إني أراك تحب الغنم والبادية. That I see that you love sheep and you love the desert land. Because he used to like sheep, and he would take them out for grazing. He would go out in the desert, in the forest land. He would take them out to graze. So Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu is telling him, giving him advice, that telling him, فَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِي غَنَمِكَ أُبَادِيَتِكَ. When you are with your animals, or now you've taken them out to some pasture, some lands to graze, then فَأَذَنْتَ لِلصَّلَاةِ فَارْفَعْ صُوتَكَ بِالنِّدَاءِ. And you give فَأَذَنْتَ لِلصَّلَاةِ فَارْفَعْ صُوتَكَ بِالنِّدَاءِ. When you give azan, then raise your voice very high. Give a loud azan. Then he explains why he's saying this. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَسْمَعُ مُدَّ صَوْتِ الْمُؤَذِّنِ جِنٌّ وَلَا إِنْسٌ وَلَا شَيْءٌ إِلَّا شَهِدَ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Because every single person, every single jinnat, every single thing that hears the voice of the azan, hears the sound of the azan, everything that is in that radius that hears that azan will bear testimony on the day of Qiyamah for you. And imagine what a reward the Muazzin is getting. That every single thing that sound goes to, that sound reaches, will bear testimony on the day of Qiyamah. Ulama explain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need these people to come and bear testimony, the jinnat, the insan, the everything that heard the sound of the azan. But Allah Pak knows that this person was the Muazzin, he was calling out. But to give him that additional respect, that these people, these insan, jinnah, things that heard him, will all come and they will testify in his favor. That this person called towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called towards you. So what a great ni'mah that will be a boon for the Muazzin on the day of Qiyamah. So this hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. One other thing we've learned from here is that when a person is out on a journey, then he shouldn't feel shy to call out the azan. If we are, for example, we are traveling and we are going to Johannesburg, we happen to stop somewhere, person shouldn't, he should be excited to call out the azan, because every single thing that hears my azan on the day of Qiyamah, that thing is going to bear testimony in my favor. So a person should be excited to call out the azan. So there's something to feel shy about. You give the azan, next person point, you give the azan, you should be excited. That here's an opportunity for me to give the azan, and whatever hears the azan is going to be bear testimony for me on the day of Qiyamah. So this also is something that we learn. Even when a person is traveling, you should call out the azan, call out the iqamah, then perform salah. Not just that we rush to perform the salah, but ignore the azan and the iqamah when they summon.